Sustainable Home Catalyst, Episode 9, coming soon in 2019. Everything you need to know about home renovations. Welcome to Sustainable Home Catalyst. I'm your host, Ben Hildebrandt, and I am here to help you learn how you can make your home more sustainable for you, your finances, and the environment. My goal is to help improve the quality and sustainability of existing homes in North America. This is episode 9, and in this brief episode, I will tell you my content goals for 2019 and beyond. In short, I'm planning on giving you an overview of everything you need to know to prepare for and to complete your next home renovation, particularly if you're renovating your home to make it more sustainable. Now, I won't be going into the detail of how to complete electrical or plumbing modifications or any super specific things that comes to actually doing the work on your home. But what I will be doing is walking you through the stages of preparation to determine what work you should do and what to consider to help determine if that work is worth it financially for the benefits you want to get out of your home. I will also discuss how to decide whether to do the work yourself or if you need to bring in professional help to help with the design and or the actual completion of the work. Finally, I will be covering how to help ensure the work stays on track and is completed properly. So why am I doing this? I think it's great that more and more people are building new homes that are more and more sustainable. This does nothing, however, to improve existing homes, which make up the bulk of homes around the world. Many of these existing homes throughout the world, and particularly in North America, are actually in a condition where renovations and improvements are needed due to cladding, windows, doors, and interior finishes and other components being at the end of their useful life. That's just due to the age of the home. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on many homes in North America and throughout the world. Now, this is an ideal time to not only replace and repair the old materials, but also to improve the performance, quality, and comfort of the home. Now, I've spent several years designing and overseeing repairs to many existing single and multifamily buildings, mainly covering cladding, window, door, attic, and roofing repairs or replacements. Now, this revealed to me the importance for proper thought, preparation, and execution of a renovation project. Now, this includes anticipating and planning for possible issues along the way. I think it's important when approaching any renovation or repair to determine what can be done to not only complete the work, but also to make your home more efficient, more durable, more comfortable, and more sustainable to the environment. I have spent a lot of time laying out what every homeowner needs to know to renovate their home, starting from the early planning stages and extending through to the completion of the work, and resolving any outstanding defects, any items that didn't quite get done properly the first time around through the work. Now, through 2019 and beyond, I'll be releasing at least one episode a month, covering, in approximate order of events, everything the average homeowner should know about home renovations. I also have plans to bring on certain experts along the way to help me cover some of the topics, so you won't have to listen to me blabbing the entire time, and also to draw on their experience. One of the things I've learned in home renovations that I've been involved with or building renovations and also in researching sustainability is that it is absolutely impossible for one person to know everything. And I very highly recognize that. And that's why I'm going to be drawing on a lot of experts along the way as I am educating you on what you need to know as a homeowner to prepare for and complete your next home renovation. Now, as opportunities arise over the coming year or so, I may also insert an episode here or there that's outside of the home renovation outline, but that I think is valuable as well and timely. So overall, over the next year plus, it's going to take me more than a year to cover everything I want to. But over that time, I'll be covering tons of stuff about home renovations. Plus, there might be a few extra episodes thrown in that aren't directly under the home renovation outline topics that I've prepared, but that definitely fall within making your home more sustainable. So I mentioned above that I have outlined everything I plan on covering. Now, I've made an effort to cover everything that a homeowner would need to know, but there is a chance that I may have missed something So I need your help to make sure that I don't miss anything important. Now, I really need your help here. So please send me your questions about home renovations, what you want to know, and what your biggest worries are. Now, also, please let me know if you're currently planning a home renovation or if you're in the middle of one right now. Let me know if you have any particular questions or struggles that you're looking into or that you're suffering from. Though it will take me some time to cover everything in the podcast in regards to home renovations, I would love to have the opportunity to help you with your particular renovation to help it go as smoothly as possible. So if you don't think you're going to get the information soon enough from the podcast, just let me know. I'd love to help you out. Now you can contact me with any renovation questions by email to ben@shcatalyst.com or by commenting on the show notes for this episode at shcatalyst.com/009. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, go do something to make your home a little more sustainable.